"Actually, it's the climate," said the voice of the tortoise. "Think about it. If you're inclined to leap out of your bath and run down the street every time you think you've got a bright idea, you don't want to do it somewhere cold. If you do do it somewhere cold, you die out. That's natural selection, that is. Ephebe's known for its philosophers. It's better than street theatre."
"What, a lot of old men running around the streets with no clothes on?" said Brother, under his breath, as they were marched onwards.
"More or less. If you spend your whole time thinking about the universe, you tend to forget the less important bits of it, like your pants. And 99 out of 100 ideas they come up with are totally useless."
"Why doesn't anyone lock them away safely, then?"
"They don't sound much use to me," said Brother. "Because the 100th idea," said Om, "is generally a humdinger."
"A what?"
"Look up at that highest tower on the rock."
Brother looked up. At the top of the tower, secured by metal bands, was a big disc that glittered in the morning light.
"What is it?" he whispered. "The reason why Omnia hasn't got much of a fleet any more," said Om. "That's why it's always worth having a few philosophers around the place. One minute it's all, is truth beauty, and is beauty truth? And does a falling tree in the forest make a sound if there's no one there to hear it? And then just when you think they're going to start dribbling, one of them says, incidentally, putting a 30-foot parabolic reflector on a high place to shoot the rays of the sun at an enemy's ships would be a very interesting demonstration of optical principles." He added, "Always coming up with amazing new ideas, the philosophers. The one before that was some intricate device that demonstrated the principles of leverage by incidentally hurling balls of burning sulphur 2 miles. Then before that, I think there was some kind of an underwater thing that shot sharpened logs into the bottom of ships."
Brother stared at the disc again. He hadn't understood more than one third of the words in the last statement.
"Well," he said, "does it?"
"Does what?"
"Make a sound, if it falls, when no one's there to hear it."
"Who cares?"
The party had reached a gateway in the wall that ran around the top of the rock in much the same way that a headband encircles a head. The Ephebian captain stopped and turned.
"The visitors must be blindfolded," he said.
"That is outrageous," said Vorbis. "We are here on a mission of diplomacy."
"That is not my business," said the captain. "My business is to say, if you go through this gate, you go blindfolded. You don't have to be blindfolded, you can stay outside, but if you want to go through, you've got to wear a blindfold. This is one of them life choices."
One of the subdeacons whispered in Vorbis's ear. He held a brief sotto voce conversation with the leader of the Omnian Guard.
"Very well," he said, "under protest."
The blindfold was quite soft and totally opaque, but as Brother was led 10 paces along a passage and then left 5 paces, then diagonally forward and left 3.5 paces, and right 103 paces down 3 steps, and turned around 17¼ times, and forward 9 paces, and left 1 pace, and forward 19 paces, and paused 3 seconds, and right 2 paces, and back 2 paces, and left 2 paces, and turn 3½ times, and wait 1 second, and up 3 steps, and right 20 paces, and turned around 5¼ times, and left 15 paces, and forward 7 paces, and right 18 paces, and up 7 steps, and diagonally forward, and paused 2 seconds, right 4 paces, and down a slope that went down 1 meter every 10 paces for 30 paces, and then turned around 7½ times, and forward 6 paces. He wondered what good it was supposed to do. The blindfold was removed in an open courtyard, made of some white stone that turned the sunlight into a glare. Brother blinked. Bowmen lined the yard. Their arrows were pointing downwards, but their manner suggested that pointing horizontally could happen any minute. Another bald man was waiting for them. Ephebe seemed to have an unlimited supply of skinny, bald men wearing sheets. This one smiled with his mouth alone.
"No one likes us much," Brother thought.
"I trust you will excuse this minor inconvenience," said the skinny man. "My name is Aristocrates. I am secretary to the